Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports and Death.
And if I may say that these sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Last time, 2018, on Sunday, were you here? My madness, fooling the gang. Tell the history of this song every time we hear it. It started out as a jazzette. It is one of the greatest pieces of music ever done by them. Sunday, the last Sunday of 2018, Doc Stanley Sports and the Block Talk Radio and Trust in God Radio Network. Late show. The other not realizing. Realization is a realization. Sometimes one does not realize the realization of the realization. It is a chilly winter's night in New York City. About that time, were you long? Ooh. Soft summer breeze of a blazing night. You know, whatever it is, love always seems right when we play this song. Either you wish it was warmer, or it is warm. Not a long show tonight. Jets and Giants both lose. Both lose to division rivals. Both lose to the division leaders. Todd Bowles got fired. The Super Bowl champion Eagles made the playoffs. Get upon my beloved Washington Redskins. Could have done a Carolina with their coach. Their coach was fired. Knicks and Rangers still losing. Basketball. Looking around the scoreboard, Colts win tonight, they'll be in the playoffs. Tennessee will be out. I remember last year coming back from my daughter's wedding. KC. You see, clinched. The Christmas songs were flowing. And so it hit me as I remembered the song. And it marks the half year point.
People make
Michael Jackson here. Give love on Christmas Day. And look at the Temptations. But he did this. Come on Christmas Day. Another day. Last night's laying down and getting up. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, put on our table. Clothes on our right mind, my loving mother. Lord, 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 clothes on our right mind. We don't know what tomorrow brings, Lord, but we know that you brought us this far. Gratitude, fullness, thanksgiving, we thank you for it. You are the one and only true God. And thank you for your son's birthday we celebrate. Thank you for little things which are largely taken for granted. You are the only true God. We know not why, we don't deserve grace and your mercy. All here, listeners on Depth Panel, help and heal the world. That I've come not to save the world, but those that the Father has given. Name, one and only.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Not a lot tonight. Just cruising across the board. The updates. Cowboys will win. Come behind again on the Giants. Giants up by a touchdown. Second time this year that the team went for the two-pointer to win the game, as opposed to going for the point after and going into overtime. Last time the Jets played, they went into overtime. They lost as a home. And now, in back-to-back games, we see an overtime loss to the Jets and a two-point conversion ending the game and a loss for the Giants. Eagles, with Minnesota losing and then beating Washington, they're in the playoffs. Champs are still here. Champs are still alive. Got to see how that situation in Carolina is going to go. They lost seven straight under the loss today, eight straight, after being right there. Cowboys, you know, 10-6 looks a whole lot better than 9-7. And 10 wins is always a big deal. And a kind of victory today is the kind of thing that kind of makes the rest of the league kind of scary. And Ezekiel Elliott didn't play. And they won. And they got that many points from the offense. You know, you look back and the win against Philadelphia in overtime was huge. Then people questioned that being luck, and they came back and held Drew Brees and company to just 10 points and winning that game. Dallas has to be watched, has to be feared. They're healthy. They're one of the teams to beat. Patriots, once again, typical season for them. They sweep the Jets. They sweep Miami. Sweep Buffalo. Didn't do this year, though. Miami beat them. But per se, they kind of... six games, so they win, and then they split. Got to look at Kansas City. Mahomes got to be the MVP. Not necessarily, because you wonder how the quarterback at Alabama didn't win the Heisman. Remarkable. And they won a big game yesterday, so they're in the championship game one more time. So that'll be played next week. And, wow. Some things, as other things change, they remain the same. Patriots to win the division. Alabama's in the championship game. Jets and Giants lose again. As Don King says, only in America. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Cover Network. Last week, we're playing Christian music. This week, we're getting ready to say, Lord, thank you for the year that's passed. Hoping that... 2019 is on the program. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Driver Network. Odell Beckham, you got to kind of worry. He has a propensity to get hurt a lot. Player. If you're not on the field, you can't play. Bryce Harper and Machado haven't signed yet. Word is that Manny's looking toward the Yankees. And the Yankees need a shortstop. Last time that happened, it was the shortstop that went to third base. That was Rodriguez. This time, it will be the shortstop going to shortstop. Well, Miles Dewey Davis. This is a little kind of blue. Don't need to be blue if you're alive and healthy. Don't need to be blue if you woke up this morning. Don't need to be blue. Shoes on your feet. Holes on your back. Who's complain? This sort of guy with no feet. Thank you. As we remember Nancy Wilson, who just passed away at 30 of the month.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. Well, you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for, and if I make you happy, I need to do more. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Woman.
Oh, baby, what you done to me,
what you done to me,
makes me feel so good inside,
good inside.
And I just
turn to the radio where it was voted that she had the greatest singing voice of all time, the voice that was wanted to be most listened to on radio. Got a chance to meet Miss Ree at the Saratoga Jazz Festival, and she autographed the album for me. I think Aretha was the Willie Mays of female singers, the Muhammad Ali of her kind. Miss Nancy Wilson passed away, and got a chance to meet, work with her. First big hit, Guess Who I Saw Today, My Love. Advised by a friend to move to New York, and within a couple of weeks, she was signed and singing. Elegant, classy lady. The last great female singer of that genre. I tell you who's has a lot of jazz in her is Chaka Khan. See, the album was Echoes of an Era. She's one of the best. Got a chance to hear her perform live. The last time I saw a New York Knicks game with me, Trent Tucker, and Julius. Everybody knows when I talk about Julius, it's Dr. J. Eddie, it's Eddie Murray. Dave is Dave Winfield. John is John McEnroe. And we salute Buddy McGirt, Lee Samuels, Donald Curry, among the crew, and inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame this year. Happy birthday to boxing aficionado. It's Marie Ruggiero. Had a great time with them. Christmas dinner. Good to be with the family. And they are that. Marvin Gaye takes us on our way as we leave here at 2018. Mr. Gaye, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come summertime.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It feels me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
That lonely pain. No matter
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
The last time you're going to hear that in 2018, and it's been a long time, before we heard that live, the late Mel Cosell Smith Jr. Rooney, actually miss, eternally loved. Wrapping up, Jets lost today 20-38-3, finished the season 4-12. Todd Bowles was fired right after the game. You know, there's two or three games this year he lost. Coaches don't win games, they lose them. But that last game last week, we were right about the first year, and it was horrible. Opened the season, his first year, it was 10-6. Last we haven't been as productive. Giants lose on the last drive of the game by the Cowboys, who go for a two-pointer. And, 36-35. Eli Manning, a couple of touchdowns, 300 yards, and he may have be the passing of the times. Time will tell. The Texans won 20-3. They clinched their division. The Chiefs, man, they look impressive. 35-3. Top seed across the board over there. Eagles come back and beat up on the Redskins. The champions are in the playoffs. And the Ravens, another black quarterback, beat the Browns. Everybody's talking about the Browns. Boom, boom, boom. Still had a losing season. And right now, the Colts, 27-17 up on the Tennessee. The winner of that game goes to the playoff. So about, I think about 4 minutes left in that game. And, yeah, Andrew Luck, back healthy. You see the difference. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guardian Network. A couple of Stanley-isms, Doc-isms. Doc's words are wisdom. Sometimes what you hear is what you heard. Sometimes the best ain't that good, and the good ain't the best. Sometimes a realization isn't realized. Waiting for the right time could make for a long wait and a waste of time. Sometimes, and too often, the closest of kin ain't a friend. I've always been your friend. At times, you've acted like you were mine. Three thoughts. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Talking about Luther King Jr. Service to others is meant you pay for your space here on earth. Muhammad Ali. I am my brother's keeper, Roberto Clemente, and my brothers come in all colors. Nelson Mandela. Be silly. Be honest. I'm looking for the third part in that one. That's the one I heard. Well, Satchel Paige. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? Satchel Paige, great Leroy Satchel Paige. As I'm thinking of that one, I'm going to put that one for got one other day too. Sometimes don't follow the masses because the M could be silent. Heavy. Man, Dave Zeno sent that to me. Legendary transit cops. And then, that'd be funny. It'll be silly. Be candid. Gotta find that one exactly for you, because that was one by my man Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, you can never do a kindness too soon. You never know when it'll be soon too late. How true that is. Waiting on tomorrow, you could lose a day. That's another Doc Stanley one for you. Wow. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Guard Network. And I got to play a little bit of this because I always want to remember. I'm so upset. I knew I had this. And it was Rosa Parks' birthday. And I was looking a little bit for it. Let's remember Rosa Parks one more time.
Thank you.
the date, early part of this was the Pepper Brothers. Came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, baby, you got to get up, cause a white person wants that seat. But Miss Rose, she said, no, not no more. I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet. Yeah, thank you, Miss Rose. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rose Parks. Thank you, Miss Rose. You are the spark. I wanted to go into that, and I'm so upset at myself. We looking a little for that song on the day that we talked about, the date that Rosa Parks, people understand, you know, Rosa was sitting in the right section, but a white man wanted a seat, and she said no. She wasn't getting up. She was where she was supposed to be, and she wasn't going to get up and give that seat up. And the rest, they say, is history. I got another quote from Ali, too, that I heard today. And he said that, you know, as we round up our last show, to whatever the challenge was, however unobtainable the goal may have seemed, and I never let anyone I don't want to, because I wrote it so small, anyone talk me out of being myself. I'm looking for anyone talking Ali out of anything. I was talking Ali. And I remember sending, I got a good piece from my buddy Pete from, about play. The other piece that Dave Zena told you about, be careful when you follow the masses. Sometimes the M is silent. A good piece that he sent me. Quotations as we fix that, you know, always talking about crime and stuff. The only crime that Afro-Americans have a higher percentage in is 51% in robberies. Murder, manslaughter, rape, burglary, larceny, motor vehicle theft, arson, violent crime, property crime, other assaults, forgery, counterfeiting, fraud, embezzlement, stolen property, vandalism, weapons, prostitution, sex offenses, drug abuse, and gambling. All. A high percentage of Black Caucasians.
You would know that by the way things are done and said. And I, there was a Parks thing. I want to just, because I have been looking so much for that song. And you know, this was on December 1st. And today in history, Rosa Parks, the first lady of civil rights, was arrested for refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. This act of courage and defiance sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, one of the pivotal events in the U.S. civil rights movement. And speaking about her historic movement, Parks said, "I was not tired physically or no more tired than usual at the end of a working day. No, the only tired I was tired of giving in." This was not Parks' first, nor would it be her last, contribution to the civil rights movement. In fact, she had been a member and the secretary of the Montgomery chapter of the NAACP for 12 years prior to the bus boycott. She also attended the Highlander Folk School, the Social Justice Leadership Training School, the summer before, refusing to give up her bus seat. Parks and her husband moved to Michigan shortly after the bus boycott as a result of losing their jobs. There, Parks was hired as receptionist for the U.S. Representative John Conyers' Detroit office, where she worked until she retired in 1988. She received many awards and accolades in her life, most notably the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. Parks was called the mother of the freedom movement by the United States Congress. She died in October of 2005 and was given memorial services to reflect her historic legacy in Detroit, Montgomery, and Washington, D.C. She was the first woman in history to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda, as well as the first American who was not a government official and the second African-American to do so. Rosa Parks' impact on American history is undeniable. As she put it, racism is still with us, but it's up to us to prepare our children for what they have to meet. Hopefully, we shall overcome. That says it all, don't it? Hopefully, we shall overcome. And we know that racism is never going to leave America. Sad and touching, as Howard Weston would say. He's coming back. We fight the Virginia Inferno next year. And we'll be more updated on that. Like I said, a quick show tonight, nothing long. A little solo run tonight. Like I said, I saw something funny the other day, today, you know, and it said, "I don't want to end the year on bad terms with anyone, so apologize to me." How many days of comical? Some of we talked about history. Just because lies have been passed down from generation to generation doesn't mean that the truth is no longer the truth. It just makes it harder to believe. I'm just going to salute Buddy McGirt and Lee Samuels and Donald Curry, the Cobra. I want to find that quote real quick, and we're going to go. I had it here. I liked it. I know it's B. I'm going to get it right. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And we're going to go. Here's another one. "Anyone can catch your eye, but it takes someone special to catch your heart." Okay. Where's Mr. Emerson's quote? That's what he told us. You know, friends are like family you choose yourself. Mr. Emerson, where is that quote? Of course, this is something I just thought about. I'm not a good one, too, you know. Friendship like love lasts forever. That's true friendship. I mean, I got that many of those. And you can't count more than one hand. If you do, you're miscounting. Or you've, in the words of the great Marion Boykin, perpetrating a fraud. Okay. That's what I couldn't, you know, I knew I had two things. And the Ralph Waldo Emerson thing is, be silly, be honest, be kind. Hey, we're going on that. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Government Network. Larry Hardesty closes out. Always, as I say from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all and trust in God. Larry will close us out, and then we're going to end with Billy Paul. Mr. Hardesty, please.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Well, with that, you know, I always like to play He Paid It All. And remember him.
I've been away so long. But now, baby, Billy's back home. I've done and seen it all, did it all, and it's the same. But now I know that home is a woman to call my very own. There's no sense crying over me, 'cause this time, baby, I won't leave. There is no place left for me to roam. I just had to know what there was to be. Now I know that was foolish to me. 'Cause when you've got someone who waits for you while you're gone, you should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold your own.